And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And speaking of Fisherman's Landing, we have Captain Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk right directly off the water just minutes ago. We'll tell you about all the great fishing going on right now, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the new Shimano Talica A, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. You weren't kidding that info gets no fresher than Dave. The boat like tied a loop around the dock and he walked right up into the studio, man. Anytime the guest is wearing extra tufts, you know you're getting the fresh word. Fresh.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Yeah, so literally you just tied up.
Yes, yeah, just tied up.
Day and a half?
Two and a half this morning, yeah. So just getting tied up and fished till late last night. So yeah,
wow.
Fresh off the water.
And good weather. Nice, huh? Nice
good
to
weather.
Have good weather.
Good weather. Majority of the trip, I'd say yesterday evening, it started coming up a little bit, but you know, I kind of expect it. But overall, beautiful.
Nice. Yep. Yeah. And how was the fishing?
It was tough at times, but there was fish sign. You know, bluefin up to 40 pounds. Dolphin with yellowfin on them, so it was kind of textbook style of see a spot of mammal and point towards it and hook some tuna, and I think it was definitely had to work for it, but there was potential, so we'll take it.
That's the most somber report I think I've ever heard from a trip that basically had limits.
we were five away, and I was just...
That's what I'm saying, to say it was just okay, and there was an opportunity, and you basically had limits. Five fish short of limits for the entire trip.
I know.
I would say it's better than just, a couple.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. Especially 2.5 day limits, you can keep 3 day limits on 2.5?
Two day limit.
Exactly.
Wow. So
that's a lot of fish.
It is.
I'm saying.
Yeah. It is. It's just, you know, you always want more.
I get it. That's what you want. Totally.
So tell us about Tomahawk and the new operation that you just took over this year, right?
Yeah. Good thing is coming from it. I feel like we have a pretty good recipe on what we're trying to do, and it's, you know, you figure you apply what you've learned in previous work, you know, environment, and, you know, working with Brian and Ray on the Angler and you know, Tim Ekstrom and working on the Independence, you pretty much pick up things, hindsight, not really realizing it at the time, but now looking back and say, all right, here's what I want to do, here's how I want to run it, fish handling, gill and gut, everything. It's like everything flows together, and I feel like, you know, I have a couple of good core crew members and, you know, great cook right now, and yeah, good things to come here.
Dave had an extensive long-range background of, like you say, of working on most of the
highliners,
of
man.
The big hitters. Yeah, yeah. Like you can tell that you bring so much of that to day and a half and 2.5 and 3-day fishing. I mean, it literally is like seeing the tomahawk work. It's like taking the middle out of a 5-day trip, you know what I mean? That's the experience that they're putting forward. It's really cool to see.
That's cool. Mentoring by guys like Brian Kirhara. What was that like working for Brian?
You know, it was
Ray.
He definitely wanted to ask questions.
Yeah.
That was a big thing, and it was, you know, him taking you under his wing, it was, you know, it mattered. And, you know, of course, being passionate about it and having a role model like that to where you could ask questions and get guided correctly, and this is why we do that. We don't do that because of this. It's, you know, definitely molds you. You know, of course, like I said, at the time, you don't realize it until now. Definitely got a little grayer and wiser.
So when Frank Lopresti and Doug Kern approached you and Tim Ekstrom approached you and said, we want you to take over the Tomahawk and we're going to put a boatload of money into this boat, what was your thought?
You know, I remember the meeting, too. It was, you know, definitely surprising. You know, I say it even in my speeches here on every trip, it's, you know, you don't know if he notices. You may get a good morning walking past Frank, or, you know, he's doing his little morning duties. When he called me up and said, hey, come in my office, we have you know, a proposal for you, it definitely felt good, because, you know, it's something you kind of work at being young in the industry and you know, having that goal and them helping me achieve that goal was definitely huge.
What an opportunity. So what did you do to the boat? I mean, Tomahawk basically had like a complete renovation here this winter.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing was basically the generator. That was a big thing. So, yeah, we have a brand new generator. Of course, a season on it now. But rebuilt mains, just new pumps all without, and just pretty much taking care of the core things. So of course this year it's like, all right, well, write everything down, what's of importance, what takes priority, and then pretty much start getting her to look good. Looking forward to it.
Machinery being the thing that's got to just, like, take care of you
huge,
the most, you know
huge.
What I mean, like, I'm sure everybody wants new wallpaper in their wheelhouse, but you know, machinery not letting you down and not missing a trip and not having to cancel on somebody, and
big factors, absolutely.
Yeah. And what's your typical trip? I mean, when you're doing open party, you do a lot of charters, you do a lot of open party, what's kind of the load, and
I feel like
how's it all work?
This past season, I feel like 2 days, those 11 a.m. departures are kind of taking the lead.
Oh, nice.
Just for the sake of, you know, say a fish are 50 miles, 60 miles, you leave at a, you know, adequate midday hour, and since they have been biting at night, you know, you get out there, get to the zone, you get a full night, and, you know, go about it during the day, the normal daily stuff. But I feel like these 2 days, I know, sitting back, it's like, all right, well, what trips do I want to try to narrow on, because every boat kind of finds their niche, whether it's, you know, overnight boat, day and a half, 2 day. I think we're definitely have a lot more of these 2 day trips, and 2.5s are great. But yeah, it's just getting the people that want to go on it. I feel like once they ride the Tomahawk, they'll be pleased, and you know, rest comes.
The other thing too that about that Tomahawk is it's just, dude, that boat is big everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's in between the rails and the house is big, and all the bunks are really big, and the galley, it just holds a lot of people.
Does.
You're not ducking under doorways. I mean, it's built big everywhere. It's like with an emphasis on comfort. Like I love the boat.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And what's the difference between a day and a half and a 2 day trip?
So the day and a half, we leave at 6 p.m. So 6 p.m., fish the whole next day, come back the following morning. For these 2 days, they're basically a 1.75, but we call them 2 days. You get 2 days of permits because you get, so you can get 2 day limits.
Right.
Okay. So leave, instead of 6 p.m. like you would for the day and a half, we leave earlier that day at 11 a.m. And then same time frame, travel, fish all night, fish all day, and then back the following morning.
Sounds like a great trip.
It is. I mean, able to catch double the amount of fish for leaving, you know, was it 7 hours earlier?
Yeah.
It's a win-win for
Makes
sure.
Makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because even though on a day and a half, you're, you know, you have spanned 2 days, you've got to have 12 hours on the water
right.
to achieve a second, you know, a second.
So by
second
leaving
limit.
Before noon, you get that second day.
Exactly.
Of limits, yeah,
exactly.
Which is great.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Any highlights this season? I mean, there's been some.
Oh, man, right?
It's still going on, of course. I mean, still a lot of fish close by,
yeah.
too. Any big highlights for you, Dave, that you can just like say, man, we had this day that was just epic.
We did have. I could think of two. Obviously, there was trips where they were great, but there was two. There was one stop. We ended up with 100, basically full two-day limits on one stop. I think it was, you know, 125.
Oh, my
but
God.
Mind you, these were all 60 to 90 pounders, so.
Oh.
A four-hour drift of just getting it.
Oh, God. On bait?
Jigs.
Everything. On
jigs. Yeah.
It was nighttime.
Oh, man, just rivers. And I don't take pictures of the fish finder. I'm not good at pictures. Definitely should be a lot better, but I was definitely taking some pictures of
that. That's
up
and so down rad. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Of your years on the water here, is this season kind of stand out
fish-wise? It has its good days. I'd say for consistency, maybe not so much. Still up there, but,
yeah.
you know, compared to last year and year before, I feel like those previous years were good, but just not as consistent, feel like. And that's, you know, just the honest truth.
One of the fun parts about this year was the when that fish was biting for some consistent stretches, we had some long periods of that crazy good grade. Not necessarily 200-pounders, but, like, we had some long stretches of 50 to 90-pounders being the, like, that's what you caught. That was the average one. You put a bait in the water, that's what comes over the rail. That big fish was fun, but you're right, there was definitely more, like, ebbs and flows, peaks and valleys.
Yeah, and still good even on the low side.
Totally.
Yeah,
the lows were a couple of guys missed instead of everybody having a hit.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then the big days were like what you just described. It's just like just fish everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like every time you drop, I'm on!
Can't miss, exactly.
Yeah.
But I feel like we all experience those down days. It's just the whole roller coaster. And, you know, being able to get back at it, you know, say if you hear someone catching it, just knowing your turn's coming, you know.
You've got such a background in long range, and the boat does really well. When it's big fish time and it's kite fishing, you guys tend to maybe excel at that better than even some of the others do. How do you make the call when it's time to try to fish a trophy? Which trophy hunting's tough because you're only hooking one at a time. If you spend the whole time trophy hunting, no matter how good it is, best trip ever, there's going to be guys that never even had a bite.
Yeah,
and that's tough. Like, how do you manage doing something you guys really excel at, fishing trophies on the kite, with making sure everybody gets their fishing time and school size fish and big ones are different areas? Like, how do you manage all that? Like, that's the toughest part.
Like, in the perfect world, we would target big ones. Say if it was a 2-day trip. First day, in the perfect world, I would like to, you know, of course, give everyone a chance at small ones. Hopefully, small ones are available. You know, of course, get a layer of small ones, and then if everyone's on the same page about big ones and, you know, me seeing adequate gear on the boat, you know, there's little factors
that,
of course, we take note to. But, yeah, if everyone's on the same page, catch a bunch of small ones and then end with big ones. I think that just – I know we attempted that this last trip, but, you know, just difficulties trying to find a school. So we ended up spending both days trying to conquer these small ones. But
what's a small one?
I'd say 15 to 25 pounds we're calling small.
And
lately.
Mostly bluefin or yellowfin?
Bluefin. The yellowfin were actually better quality, like 35, 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Which
what an amazing, dude, right? Amazing year for quality yellowfin.
Clean yellowfin. And, you know, we always like to think yellowfin bite better than bluefin, which they do. But definitely some combat aggressive mammal fishing. Like hard hats required, just run and gun.
Oh,
but,
really? On the dolphin school?
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you fish a dolphin school?
Pretty much, I mean, we're trolling a lot of times. I know lately, I mean, no matter what, we always have a couple of trollers out. So trolling. Trying to get up to them and, you know, seeing what we see on the sonar, throwing a slow chum line around them. And if you see a ball of tuna on them, hopefully they bite the jigs. If not, you know, kind of get ahead of them and throw a bunch of bait and hopefully you can get some tuna off them. But, you know, of course, you're seeing these schools of dolphin with other boats around. So there's the combat of you stop and you leapfrog and
get frustrated when some guy's doing it the wrong way and you're trying to approach him nice and slow and head on and somebody runs right up the middle and then you shake your head and
of course he's skiffs are a lot faster than us. It's understandable, but. Yeah, combat, running a gun, hook what you hook, and then try to find them again.
On my boat, I know, I have never seen the volume of tuna on the dolphin like this year. I'm sure you've seen bigger volume, but, I mean, you get up on these spots, a dolphin is like, look at the meter, oh, my God, it's on it, right?
Yeah.
It's
big now. Even the these new transducers they have, it's just, man, it's like... I don't remember transducers reading as good as these things do now.
Yeah.
You pay for what you get.
Yeah.
Definitely.
For sure. And you have a lot of great electronic equipment on the Tomahawk.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, that was the one thing, too, when we replaced our transducer this past winter. It's our everyday tool.
Sure.
Let's get the best of the best. And want to try to add another one this winter. Of course, it's prioritized for us. Yeah. Everything works great, so pretty happy
and
with
you
it.
Have top-quality side-scan sonar,
top quality, absolutely. Yeah. Settings are right, and
definitely. And you know how to run it, too.
That's a big factor.
Learn from the guys.
Yeah. Take notes.
How long have you been doing this?
I started unhooking fish in 96, and... I want to say Brian Kiyohara. It was funny how that worked. I went on an 8-day trip as a passenger in 2003 and told him I wanted to pinhead down here. And he basically called Booger, and I was Booger's pinhead for a little bit. And, started doing the overnight thing out of Seaforth. So, I want to say 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's crazy how fast you start rolling by.
Holy smokes.
So you worked from San Diego, and then moved from San Diego American Angler.
No, this was back when you had the Mission Bell.
Oh, and the Mission. Wow.
Yeah, where Taro was his deckhand. And it wasn't for long. It was, summertime and a handful of trips type thing and every now and again. But yeah, you definitely, once you're passionate about it, once you got that.
That's it.
It's hard to steer away from.
What's it like having your own boat now?
Stressful.
That's a good answer.
I mean, every wise man father figure I have, it's of course I'm always picking their brain. What's what should I expect? Things, do's and don'ts, things like that. And I feel like crew. Having a good core few guys is the biggest factor because it leaves you to focus on other things. So I have a couple core guys, so I'm definitely seeing the difference. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's the most real answer possible.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's just so much extra stuff that falls on Dave's shoulders now and nobody else.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool, man. And I'm really happy to see it. And it's been fun on the tackle store side of it, seeing how well, it's a new operation and then, it's the same great boat, but, everything becomes new and getting to see the success that Dave brought to the table, like, that boat deserves to be in the now highest level that it is. And I don't say that to blow smoke because Dave's sitting here. I mean, it is. Like, it operates at the highest level, and they have such tremendous success, and we hear such good things from the guys when they come back. And, like, that boat deserved to be there. It's a really nice, big, very comfortable boat, and it took somebody like Dave and his team to put it on that highest pedestal. And that's where it deserves to be where it's at right now.
Yeah, for sure. And just growing, getting better every year, right?
Exactly. I'm anxious. Almost anxious for boat work to start just to...
Yeah.
Get it up and going.
Yeah, but you had a lot of fishing left, man. There's a lot of fish still out there. It's not over. It ain't even close to being over. Right?
October 15th, I think you better just chill out a little bit. Fish again.
Take a deep breath.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about with Captain Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk out of Fisherman's Landing.
No doubt. And, you want to talk about a bluefin specialist. Really stoked to have Dave in here. And then just like you say, your background from local fishing to long-range fishing, we're really stoked to have Dave in here in the studio talking fishing with us, and we want to talk to you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, 2 hours coming your way, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. 432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or, again, send us a text. Text the show. So popular anymore on Let's Talk Hookup. Easy, easy, easy way to do it. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. You don't get any spam. You don't get any BS. You can listen to all the archive shows. Dave kicks out some killer piece of info recommendation that you want to go back to. You can just listen to all the past shows through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, again, it's the only way that you can send in your text message questions. And make sure when you do that you include your contact info. We are giving away a killer prize at the end of the show today. And basically how it's going to work, we're going to take a potential winner from all of the text messages that get read on the air. We're going to take a potential winner from all the callers that make it on the air. Dave's going to flip a coin, and that coin's going to designate whether the prize goes to the caller side or to the texter side. And again, speaking of killer prizes, one lucky caller or texter is going to get to go on a day-and-a-half trip on board the Tomahawk with Dave from Fisherman's Landing, and you're going to get one of the brand-new 2024 Bill Varney CCA calendars. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Someone's going day-and-a-half fishing on the Tomahawk.
And the brand-new 2024 Bill Varney calendar,
that's
which is
it,
really cool. Just coming out.
Win-win.
Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones, or send us that text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the MyGear 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnac River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnac and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857. Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Lexa, Saltus, Saltiga, and the new Tanacom 1200. A fantastic offer on the Proteus Rod and SK Jig, too. Over 20 manufacturers reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking Tomahawk, if you want to join us. Again, busy, busy morning. We have one phone line still available. That's 213 213- 1-800-432-1090.
Texts are flowing in like crazy, and we're giving away a day-and-a-half trip to go fishing with Captain Dave aboard the Tomahawk. Still plenty of great fishing going on here out of Fisherman's Landing on the Tomahawk. So you want to go on the trip and win a calendar, too? There you go. There's your chance. That line open, but it's not going to be for long. Let's go ahead and jump up the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we start it off this morning with Jim? He's calling us from National City. What's up, Big Jim?
Hey, brothers. How you doing? Dave, I don't know if you, Dave, if you remember me, I used to fish on the Star when Mike Bullard had the boat, the Pacific Star.
Oh, you're going way back.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
Jim, I don't know. I used to fish with my buddy Meeker. He's passed away now. But anyway, we all fished with you and also with Matt. Matt's running a supply boat up in Long Beach now. And so anyway, you remember me or not?
I do remember. Mac, absolutely.
Jim, nobody's going to say no. Nobody's going to say no, Jim. Even if somebody didn't remember you, we're not going to say no, buddy. I promise.
It's funny how you said that in that name. Now I remember exactly. Well, I'm glad you called in. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for the call. Hey, it's just Jim.
Yeah, it's just Jim. I feel good enough that I get to give Jim a hard time.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to get, boy, he's going to get
one of the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, Jim's going to call the tackle store later this week. I'm going to give it to him for that one.
Yeah.
That was not an A-plus phone call for Jim.
No.
I love Big Jim. So
yeah.
I feel comfortable saying that. That was not an A-plus phone call.
But you have a good text.
For sure. It's from Tony in Fontana. It says, I'm so curious. Fish on the boat. Absolutely love it. How do you decide what to do as the season continues to roll on? Will you always stick with the surface fishing, targeting bluefin as we get closer to the winter? The reason I ask is because we fished with you earlier and had the most amazing trophy rock cod fishing. And to be honest, I kind of want to get back to it. That was all from Troy.
It's definitely situational. I'm to be honest, I would definitely like to do a couple cod, you know, freezer special trips. I mean, that's if the writing's on the wall and tuna aren't available. I mean, I'd like to think everyone that books a trip wants to go catch tuna. But if it was one of those trips where we got, you know, what we wanted on the tuna, got our quota, you know, I see nothing wrong with going to do a couple cod trips. I feel like get the best of everything now.
So Troy's ready to abandon bluefin and go straight to some cod.
Yeah. And boy, with that 60-mile bank opening, man,
exactly.
That fishing was
it's a little cherry topper, right? Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah, and it's open till December 31st.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then, of course, when cod season closes here in California, we can fish in Mexico.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. Definitely some freezer specials coming up.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
All right, that'd be cool. So just watch fishermanslanding.com.
Exactly, fishermanslanding.com.
Now, all your bookings go through fishermanslanding.com.
Yeah, that's the way we set it up this year. I mean, obviously, being the owner-operator and being on the boat every day, Fisherman's Landing definitely has my back on booking a spot on a trip or charter. Their boys are definitely doing a great job and taking care of me on that. At least covering the paperwork side and the booking side
here. Because you got to run the boat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to do everything, but, you know, I'm human.
Yeah, for sure. So even if you want to book a charter, which it's not too early to book charters for next year, prime time.
Exactly.
You go through Fisherman's Landing.
Through Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You say, hey, I want a charter. So, and that kind of plays into this next text here from Jim in Thousand Palms. It says, how large is a crew does the Tomahawk require, and how many fishermen women does the Tomahawk fish comfortably?
I'd say that 24 mark we've been doing a lot of.
So if you do a charter, like
charter,
24 is ideal.
Yeah, 24 if it's a charter. I feel like that's just a happy number. It's not breaking the bank if you charter the boat for the rate and you divvy that up 24 ways. I feel like it's a good amount to keep that amount low, but also comfortable to fish with.
Sure.
I feel like 24 is that magic number. Of course, less is always great. You know, charter for 18 people is always great. But
sure.
I feel like, I mean, it matters. If it costs a few more, you know, a couple hundred more bucks and that much less traffic at the rail,
just makes for just a better trip.
Preference.
Yeah,
exactly.
How does food change or not change from a charter to an open party? I mean, is it all the same? Is it just traditional galley, or do you do like the menu when you have charter groups?
We've definitely tried to, I mean, every once in a while we'll do a, you know, a nice good boat burger, but breakfast burrito, we haven't done too much of it just for the note of trying to make it a notch better.
Sure.
You know, on the long range boats for so long, it's very, very rarely do we do breakfast reels. But I get it. Some come on the boat and prefer a burger, but it's just depends. I kind of gave the free, you know, the reins to the cook, Carlos. He's been doing great. He's, you know, he's there, does great, good with the people, and puts out good food. So kind of been giving him the option.
That's awesome. I think that's like the best move you can do.
Trust.
You get the right guy in there and let him keep everybody happy.
Exactly. Doing well so far, and I think he's going to continue to do well.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
That's great. Now, how many crew?
The crew is, we do six. Wow. I like six just for the note of, if we are doing this nighttime fishing, it's a lot with a five-man crew.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, one guy has to be up during the night, and, you know, say if we get a bite during the day, there's only one guy up. So that six is the happy number to make sure we have the help we need, and you know, the passengers have the help when they need it.
Again, more money out of your pocket at the end of the day, but you're providing the experience for your passengers.
Absolutely. Worth every bit of it.
That's cool.
All right, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Baja Ben? Good morning, Ben. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Great. Good morning.
Hey, I didn't really have a question. I just really wanted to call and thank Dave for the first trip of the year where he took his boat out for the first time. I happened to be on that trip, you know. And the boat is just awesome this year. I can't wait to fish it next year with whatever improvements he's going to put into it. And I definitely have got it down that day and a half leaves at 11 a.m. I almost missed it and just tried my hardest to get there. Thank God I made it. It was definitely one of the most epic trips, and got a chance to fish with Captain Robert also and his son. And, man, those tuna must have been floating with us for probably like 4 or 5 hours that night, middle of the night. And I hope that's one of the trips that sticks out in Dave's head.
That's awesome. Yeah, that was a great one, man. Too bad all the trips can't be like that. But
yeah.
I remember it. I mean, I'm running around the deck screaming, and we're all, you know, having a blast. That was a good one. I'm glad you were able to be on that one.
And just to clarify, the two-day trip leaves at 11 a.m., right?
Two days.
11 a.m., guys.
Yeah. 11 a.m. Don't miss the boat.
That's funny. And that's a two-day trip leaves at 11. That means we're already checked in, and we bought our flat falls.
Yeah.
We're on the boat, and our gear's in the bunk. We're untying at 11.
And we're not going to take you out.
We're not cruising into the park.
Them,
yeah. We're not cruising into the parking lot at 11.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's funny.
Hey, thanks a lot, Baja Ben. Appreciate the call this morning. Got a great text here from Huey from Torrance, and he says, when I'm on the Tomahawk and I'm hooked up to, say, a 200-pound bluefin, let's hope, right?
Yeah.
Can I use my AFCO stand-up gear to fight the fish, or is the boat rail rod, is it boat rail rod only?
I'm assuming he's meaning like a belt and harness.
Yeah, so can he use a belt and harness if he wants to?
If he wants to, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the only time where it gets difficult is, say, we have multiple big fish going, and it becomes just tougher. Obviously, still manageable. Say fish start wrapping each other, and at least being able and, you know, on their toes, willing to unclip it right away, that's a big one. But, I mean, if you have a harness and feel better with it, absolutely.
When you were long-range fishing on all the, you know, boats you'd before mentioned, was that during the era of belt and harness fishing, or was your tenure on those long-range boats, had it already all pretty much gone to straight rail rods?
Yeah, we had pretty much transitioned all the way to the rail rods. I feel like the only time I would see the harnesses used is when, say, we were fishing the kite, or we were fishing the bait kite rod from deck, and, you know, someone got tired of holding it, and they would, you know, hook themselves into the harness and kind of, you know, stand there, watch their bait, make sure their bait's in the water, their kite bait's in the water. I feel like that was the only time I really saw them used. But it's a preference.
Mm-hmm.
We all like different things. And, I mean, I've been in one before when I very first started, and it was like, oh, man, this is a Cadillac living here. But that rail technique, and we've really mastered it and can really put the heat on these fish nowadays. It's unreal. I mean, these rods and reels we have with loaded with Spectra, not full mono how it was back in the day, it's could definitely apply some pressure on
them. You have to see it more than anybody that, you know, the properly matched rod and reel and little technique, you can take any person
who's
never done it before with the right coaching, a guy like Dave and your crew, and they can catch just about any fish that swims. You know, as long as the gear is right and a little technique, put your hand here, put the bottom of the rod here, that kind of thing. Like, you know, not a bodybuilder, buffed out dude, but any gal with the right coach can catch a 200-pounder, no problem.
Absolutely. That was one thing. I mean, on all the long-range boats, but the angler, that was one thing. It was, know, they made sure, hey, you know, you're your coach, you know, you're their coach, I'm sorry, you know, have build that bond, you know, because there's times we do have to grab the rod and making sure the passenger's comfortable with us doing so with, you know, potentially that fish of a lifetime for that angler. It's definitely being on your toes and ready.
So how does a rail rod differ from a rod that you'd use in a belt and a harness?
I'd say these rail rods that we have are just a long foregrip, you know, what, 7 foot, 7.5 foot, I feel like, just stout and backbone versus the short stubby. I feel like I'd see those Avco roller rods and, yeah, you know, shorter,
it's 5.5 foot. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
The biggest thing is in the taper of the rod, and what taper refers to is how quickly the rod stops bending.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be holding on to all the pressure, you want the pressure or the power or the shutoff in the rod to be low, to be towards the handle. I always say liken it to holding a dumbbell. And you can picture it in your mind. If you're holding a dumbbell real close to your chest, you can probably hold it there for a long time. But if you extend your arms out as far as you can and you put the weight farther away from you, you can only hang on to it for a little bit. In a belt and harness rod, when you're holding everything, the tip is much slower or softer. The power is closer to you. And we want the rear grip to be quite a bit shorter. So when it's in the rod belt, the reel is right in front of you and easy to, like, kind of at a downward angle, turn the handle. With a quote-unquote rail rod, we're no longer holding the weight of the rod. The railing is doing that. So now everything that is outboard of the rail is what's providing all the lift. It's lifting the fish rather than your arms lifting, yeah, the fish. Mm-hmm. So with that, we want the power way farther out. Yes, it's not as easy to hold on to, but our plan isn't to hang on to it the whole time. Mm-hmm. It's to put the rod on the railing and allow the forward part of the rod to provide the lift instead of your belt and your harness and your legs providing the lift. Also, we want the reel seat to be, or the rear grip to be longer, so now it pushes everything away, so you can tuck it under your leg or you can tuck it under your arm, but the reel's not so close to you that you're bumping into your chest trying to turn the handle. You know, it's not uncommon to see a 12 or sometimes even a 14 inch rear grip on a rail rod, where when we were building rods for the belt and harness, the rear grip was usually only 8 or 9 or 10 inches long.
Yeah. Can you fish a rail rod in a harness?
Of course. I mean, there
but it would beat you up, though, right?
There is no, there's no can't do one, can't do the other. You can put a belt and harness rod on the railing. The problem is, you know, 3/4 of that rod is bending before you're getting the lift out of the rod and reel. So you're not, you know, the rod's not working nearly as much for you. The belt and harness rods are typically quite a bit shorter. So when it is on the rail, now where your line is entering the water is much closer to the boat. So when that fish is circling and coming up, you've got, you know, the angle of the line is going to potentially rub the side of the boat when he's doing his big circles, where a nice rail rod, man, you just lay that thing on the railing and the angle is so much better that fish can circle and just not get in the way.
Yeah,
and,
like an outrigger, pretty much.
For sure. Yeah. Hey, 213-432-1090 open right now. 213-432-1090 open right now. You have a chance to win a day and a half on the Tomahawk. So there you go. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Let's talk to Ryan. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. What's up, Ryan? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
Doing good.
Yeah, so my question for Captain Dave is, when we're pulling up to a breezer, right, or maybe when we're stopped on a school and it starts to breeze up just a little bit, what would you throw in the water, a Colt Sniper or a fly line bait?
Oh, ooh, that's a toughie. Yeah, I'd say, lately we have been doing bait. I feel like the handful of anglers that I see walk up to the valve when we're sizing this, you know, breezer up, nosing up to it, I mean, time and time again, you see multiple people cast the Colt Snipers and maybe not hook one right away, but, you know, we start hooking them on bait. Then we get them on us, throwing a bunch of chum. I feel like if I had to pick, you know, rod one by the other, pulling up to a breezer, I'd probably grab the live bait rod.
How can you?
It's a fun, you know, I get it, you know, nosing up to it, going in the bow and casting, but those things are moving, they're nosing to the current, doing what they do, and you know, that's what that chum is for. We get them to stick to us. Once we get established and get that fish on us and maybe hook, you know, a couple right away. You know, if a guy wants to venture off and do the cold snapper in the back. I feel like that's when I see the cold snapper work a little better. Unless it's a foamer or something we're pulling up on like that. But I think I'd probably choose a live bait.
Tuna's really like eating sardines, man.
they
sure like eating sardines.
What method of hooking the bait has been successful?
Oh, that's a great question.
Ooh, I've been kind of... lately, it's been definitely the butt hook bait. I mean, never fails, whether it's on the downwind corner when we're doing these long drifts or... You know, butt hooking a bait and running to the bow. I feel like that's
really?
My little sweet spot, especially with a bluefin. Just textbook fishing the bow.
Does that boat drift nicely to fish the bow?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Exactly.
Good place to be.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
One thing that I know can be, for sure be a thing. I mean, you know, it's almost synonymous with bluefin fishing. Is, you know, a guy's, you know, long soaking a bait off the bow. I'm terrible at that. I just don't have the patience. I'm a fish 30 bait in a row and hope that one of those things just lightnings away from the boat and has to get a bite in the amount of time it takes to soak a good bait off of the bow. But where does Dave stand on that? Like, when do you soak one and when do you not? And, you know, when do you trade, you know, just sending a bait up swell forever, hoping a bluefin intercepts them with grabbing five of them and pinning them, you know, off the corner? Like,
I'm definitely,
how do you make that call?
I'm definitely not too good at myself at a long soaking. Because I like the reaction.
I like action.
Butt hook and, you know, doing the Colt sniper and getting bit, you know, whether it's on the sink or the wind. I'm definitely a reaction guy, but, you know, time and time again, someone soaks a bait.
That's what I'm saying.
And you need a few. You need a handful of guys on the boat that long soak a bait. And then, you know, you need a few doing sinker rig. You need a few doing, you know, the fast changer bait if it doesn't swim approach. So having all that, and it's... Yeah, it's hard for me to say. I know if I have one of those good baits, obviously I soak it longer.
Sure.
But, you know, those are a few and far between at times. The bait last trip and lately has been pretty good, so we're stoked on that. It's a little colder water. Definitely getting some better bait quality. And surprisingly, we've been getting a lot more bites on the smaller stuff.
Okay.
You know, granted, there's not as many big ones, so we're using the small ones more, but... Yeah, some of these smaller baits swim better than those big, call them trout.
And the operation that the Everingham Brothers Bait Company does, it's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're so fortunate to have these experts
absolutely
at catching bait, putting the bait on the boat, right?
It's quite the process of this conveyor belt, you know, filling the boxes and us going and getting them. We have to respect what they do and, you know, definitely appreciate every bit of it.
Yeah, and anybody can get frustrated on a day when it's, you know, the middle of August and those guys are just turning and burning and putting baits into the boxes and it doesn't have as much time to cure as it maybe does in the spring and the fall. Like, anybody can get frustrated on a day when, you know, when your bait is a 7 instead of an 11 that you're used to. But, man... Just,
day after day.
Thinking about that is just so hard to fathom that, like, you never pull up to that barge and there's not bait in the box. And, like, it's the only place in the world that happens.
Luxury.
You know, like, I mean, there's so many boats. There's, you know, there's the Tomahawk, and then all of your colleagues every single day are all pulling up there. And then all of us in skiffs and everything. It's just, it's wild that one company can keep all of us supplied. And they just...
And think about the work those, I mean, you watch out there, they're always working on those receivers, cleaning the receivers, fixing the receivers.
Odd hours,
I mean, 724.
I mean, there's they have a full shop that does nothing but rebuild boxes that's not on the water that we don't ever even see, you know, that like has full multiple crews of people. Like, and think about the guys driving boats and flying planes and everything else. Like, there's so much to that operation.
And then those guys scooping the bait, man, you'd be grateful for those guys. Give them a nice tip and thank them for being there 724. For sure.
When we come back, we've got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Dave and the Tomahawk on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check it out. All the Shimano and PowerPro product we have, like the new Talus
Delica 12 and 16 A series. Back by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranks 500 and Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret is TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies in the Shimano Tranks combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 4th.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Asset, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
But I told him. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Really, really good fishing going on, and it has been a busy day on the phones. One line came open during the break. We were full before, but one line open if you want it right now. 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Dave, but also your opportunity to get to go fishing with him. We're giving away a day and a half trip on the Tomahawk at the end of the show today.
How about
again,
that,
with one of those great CCA calendars. Yeah, very cool.
Well, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for the catch report. What timely time to talk about the best place in our biz, and that's Summit Gasoline. You fill up lately, then you know gas prices are absolutely way up right now. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the brand new expanded Summit Gasoline and get their classic low, low, low gas prices on both gas and diesel for your car, truck, or for your trailer boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. The Bistro is full of all of the great things that you need for a day on the water. Plus, you get that 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Say hi to Martha and their great friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always that low, low price right at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Yeah, for sure. Let's find out what's biting out there up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Good morning, Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning.
Man, another beautiful week, huh?
Ooh,
nice weather. Pretty sunny inside here. It was hooting out there a little ways, but man, we had good stuff for us this week. And with that, you know, we had a good week of coverage as well, from, you know, offshore to Bass to Catalina Island. Kind of had it all going on. Along the coast here, this half day scene has been pretty good. You know, our water temp 66 to 68, kind of what you'd imagine it, you know, where it would be this time of the year. Bass action. With that water temp, you know, we're seeing fish both midwater and near the surface and on the sinker setup. So it's kind of been all over the place. There's that water's cooling off, and I don't know. It's just varying. It's ranging from day to day. So some fly line action still in play on days. when the conditions kind of line up, and then other days, you know, it's been down at the bottom. So no real standout day, just status quo half-day fishing, I think, is probably the best way to put that for us. And then three-quarter day fishing this past week was a good mix of offshore opportunity and then fishing both shallow water and deep water rockfish. That offshore scene was pretty good earlier in the week for us with that good weather and the fish relatively close to us. Primarily that bluefin on those banks within 25 miles of Dana Point, some fish on the sniper jigs, some fish on the fly line baits, lighter line, small hooks, as is the case for it seems like everybody with that bluefin right now. And as the week progressed, you know, the fish that I'd call, you know, local three-quarter day fish, it did move out of our little zone there. So it was a little bit slower for us towards the end of the week on that front. Dana Pride is out there this morning. He's all day fishing, so we'll see if he can get down to some of those other zones where that fish has been being caught. And there's a little sample of Dorado moving around on kelts out there as well that's a little closer to home. So we'll see how that stuff kind of marinates the next day or two. Will kind of determine what we do with our all day trips. Then that rockfish has been good, like I said, both shallow in the 40 to 50 fathom areas, as well as out deep in the 14 mile bank. So we'd say come, come prepared with some 8 to 10 sinkers, 8 to 10 ounce sinkers, as well as you know, something a little heavier, 16 ounces. And if I can here, also just, you know, noticing that I said 40 to 50 fathom. The whole deal with this rockfish is you just have to be outside of their 50 fathom line. Wherever those waypoints fall, you have to be outside of it. So if that waypoint falls in, you know, shallower water, as long as you're outside of that waypoint, you're still good to go. So keep that in mind. Make sure you have those waypoints on your plotter if you're going to be fishing rockfish. You stay outside of that line there. And then for the Fury and the small boat fleet, you know, that tuna fishing was great for them this week too. That fish is moving around a lot as well, but, you know, they've had good catches on that bluefin with that fish. That 15 to 50 pound stuff is what Marcus was telling me they were seeing all week. And they also did fish Catalina one day this week and had some good bass fishing. They left the island a little early with a little bit of intel, and they got out there and made a little bluefin catch on the way home from the island. I think that might have been Tuesday or Wednesday. So I'd say, you know, there's still time to jump on a boat. There's still stuff going on. So give the landing a call here. Our number, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us there through the Let's Talk Hookup website or check us out at danaworth.com.
Awesome, man. Well, great fishing to be had, and glad to hear the weather is straightened out, and I think you got a nice little stretch of it going forward here, so we'll just see continued good fishing coming out of Dana Ward Sport Fishing, Willie.
Right on. Thanks for that, and also just a quick plug for our CCA deal. You know, that golf tournament, Friday the 10th, or excuse me, the 27th of October, 8 a.m., Costa Mesa. You guys want to jump on that, hit up the CCA Cal website, and book yourself a single spot or a foursome spot, or just come out and hang out and see what's going on.
Super fun stuff.
I dig it. Right on, Willie. Well, great job. Appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks for the time. We'll see you later.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Let's continue our catch report. We're going to hit the surf. Our surf fishing guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What up, Gundy?
How's it going, gentlemen?
It's great. Beautiful day here. It'd be a nice day to catch a late-season Corvina, maybe.
Yeah, they're still around. You know, we had that little low pressure come through, a little hiccup. But with the good weather this week, you know, the fish, the Corvina they're finding are real good quality fish. We talked about that last week. So generally, you know, some perch starting to come into the count, and then yellowfin croaker. But two interesting bright spots, and I kind of wanted to cover that. Generally, it's slowing water temps, you know, ticking down a bit. Like we said, the Corvina, they're still there, but just a little bit off the bite this week. But with this high pressure this week, look for more quality catches, you know, scattered catches of small perch is what we're talking about. But there was a nice orange mouth Corvina bite, and I think it had something to do with the moon. You know, we had that new moon and everything. There's lots of bait in the harbors, the bays, and the lagoons, and some of it's way in the backwaters, but some really nice fish. 27-inch orange mouth Corvina taken in the Chula Vista area. I had a 24-inch taken in the Carlsbad Lagoon and another 24-inch taken off Harbor Island. Most of these fish taken at night, top water, like Sammies, Ricos, Poppars, the other one, you know, Zara Spooks, that sort of deal. Sometimes they're a little bit off the top water. You might want to go to a swim bait or a fluke bait or something like that, but look for the bait. And the lights, usually at night, the lights are going to add, you know, get that bait together, and that's going to be what you're looking for. And then on the beach, this was the other thing. We had some real nice catches, and it was, we talked about this a few weeks ago, it was on the bait balls again. I had a, one of my buddies was fishing there off of the Balboa Peninsula, and a bait ball came up, and he fired on it, had two legal halibut to 26 inches, two yellowfin croaker, and a four-pound sand bass, all under this bait, you know. And I had another report at Doheny of a guy fishing the bait there on, with a drop shot fluke and had a 34-inch halibut. So, you know, you want to look for the flipping, you know, flipping bait, the turns, picking turns, even a couple turns will tip you off to the signs of bait. And then having the right rig, you know, the little short rod you're using for Corbina and stuff's not what you want in that case. This is where the long rod comes in, you know, like an 8 to 11 foot rod. And if you want to be fishing heavier line, you can hang a big halibut or a big sea bass. You want to at least fish 15 pound to 17 pound test. And then, you know, spoons aren't used a lot, but this is a specific case where spoons work real well because of the distance, the accuracy, and, you know, they fish on the drop. They're just very versatile for fishing bait. Other guys, you know, if the bait's tighter, you can fish a hard jerk bait or even soft jerk baits like drop shot, flukes and things like that, you know. So keep that in mind when you go down to the beach right now. You might want to leave that long rod in the car, and if you see the right conditions for that, you got to get that thing out because there's some good fishing going on in the bait balls.
Good stuff, that's a great, man. Report, Gundy. Right on.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right, yeah, lots of good stuff. Hey, thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, always something in the surf. That's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Well, that's going to wrap up our catcher.
Have a good week, guys. Good
hey,
show.
Gundy, appreciate it, brother. Talk to you next week. Again, 2024 Bill Varney CCH calendars are available now at your local tackle stores. They're available at the landing, loaded with great photos, great information, and we all know the best tide chart.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have that CCA calendar to check tides. Get your calendar today. Like you said, all the great spots have got them.
Yeah, I have a great text here from Dave in Anaheim. He says, I fished that boat when it was the cat special out of Davey's Locker. Got my first yellowtail on the boat. Good to see it still working, and we should talk about Bob Fletcher, man. That was his boat, the cat special, right?
Yeah, it goes way
back.
Yeah,
I mean, that boat is a classic. And you ask Bob what his favorite boat was, man, cat special, right? I mean, he was like, that boat is just got some phenomenal history, and it's well-built. And who built it, by the way?
You know, I don't know.
Is it a Seaway?
You know, I don't think it's a Seaway.
No.
It was the history is still
sure Bob knows.
A question mark. Yeah. I know I asked Frank, too, and we were just, you know, trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
I don't know the logistics of it.
But that boat's
crawling through that hole, every inch of that hole, I mean, that was one of the basically made it easier to decide to move forward is it was well built.
Well built.
I mean, crawled through every inch of it and, you know, just doing the whole Coast Guard, the normal annual Coast Guard inspection and crawling through every inch of the hole, I was, you know, good to see. Of course, buying something of that caliber, you want to make sure it's good. And definitely mind at ease knowing it was right.
And have a guy like Bob Fletcher dart that with the history of him on that boat, man, that's all good karma.
I like the way a lot of stuff
karma.
Is designed because, you know, I'm not, you know, super, super tall, but tall enough, and I feel like everything was built for, you know, a little taller guy.
Big dart.
So big, man. Yeah. That wheelhouse got some operating room.
Yeah,
like.
It's nice.
Hey,
nice.
You know, Gundy mentioned the moon. I was curious. You were out on the water yesterday during the lunar eclipse yesterday, and, you know, it was kind of weird. I don't even know if you noticed the shadows and the way it kind of got a little dark, a little cooler during the eclipse and stuff.
It was
kind of bizarre.
It was a
little
eerie.
Were the fish biting?
You know, for that period, they weren't.
No?
They weren't.
They were kind of freaked out or something?
Yeah, we were driving around. It was like, yeah, maybe is this playing a factor? And, you know, for a second, I thought it was, and I think in the end, I was like, yeah, I think it did play a little bit of a role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the fish were like, what the heck's going on
there's
here?
Something,
right?
Yeah, funky going, definitely. But, yeah, it got dark and definitely felt a colder breeze.
Yeah.
It was like, ooh,
Boy. And then the shadows were like super long.
Yeah, I look on the back deck. I didn't see anyone on the back deck, but everyone went inside.
That's wild. That's wild.
Pretty weird.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. Another full hour of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Saturday, November 4th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like Aftco Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on Aftco clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Finally, a rod designed for West Coast anglers. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Terramar West Coast Rod Series. These rods will deliver increased casting distance with heavy jigs and extra lifting power to conquer even the strongest game fish. Shimano built the Terramar West Coast Series utilizing TC4 blank construction with a double layer core of advanced dynamic fibers wrapped in an inner and outer spiral of modulus graphite, making the rods virtually indestructible, yet crisp. Lightweight. Durable Sea Guide guides adorn the Terramar West Coast series, adding to weight reduction while enhancing the overall rod balance, giving you improved casting and fish fighting performance. The Shimano Terramar West Coast lineup contains rail rods, jig rigs, boat rods, and casting rods. From yellowtail to calico bass to yellowfin and bluefin tuna. Pick up a Shimano Terramar West Coast rod today at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.